And welcome into another edition of Cup of Joe, brought to you by Custom Computer Technologies. I'm Stuart Davis. And today we're speaking with our good friends over at Starbase. Of course, Starbase is a Department of Defense funded program that helps students in our area learn about STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. It's located right here at Fort Harrison. There's only a few in the state of Montana, and we're lucky enough to have one for our area fifth graders. And to tell us about the ongoings at Starbase right now, we've got Doc. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, good to be here. Good to check in with you, Stuart.
Last time we spoke, the school year was just getting underway, and now we're almost at the midpoint, or at least the holiday break. How have things been going this year?
Oh, it's going great. We're on our 15th, 16th class. New class every Monday rolls in with their teacher and spends 5 days with us learning all things STEM and getting their hands on stuff and working together in small groups or teams.
Starbase, from its inception to now, has grown. I know you've got some new tech that you guys are working with.
Yeah, we just got some drones. They're really small. They're made for classroom. They're made for indoors. You can program them. You can drive them freehand, like with a joystick, you know, kind of like a video game model, or you can code them in block coding, which is awesome because, you know, we want to have coders out there. We want to have software engineers in the future. We have virtual reality headsets now the kids get to use. We are working on lessons to submit to the DoD to get those approved to kind of add on to our current curriculum. And we can always play more with those in the summer camps and our outreach activities because we have less restrictions on what we can teach then, but they're always trying to get the newest, latest, greatest technology in those kids' hands.
Again, speaking with Doc with Starbase, you do a great job of trying to expose more people to what Starbase offers. You've got some outreaches. I know you've been doing them at different schools. You've got some coming up at the first of the year.
Yeah, we're going to have an outreach event at Central Elementary January 25th. Free, open to the public, come in with your kiddos. We'll be doing drones at that event along with some other activities. We're also going to have an event in February at Kessler Elementary. We try to do a lot of outreach to not only get the kids involved, but have them bring their families in there, get them excited about it, and get them when they're younger. So if they're second, third grade, they're like, oh, I get to go to Starbase when I'm in fifth grade and middle school, and that gets them really excited.
Always fascinating to find out what's going on, drone technology. You also got 3D printing, I believe you do.
We have 3D printers. Yep. We have VR. We have drones.
Robotics, obviously. They do battle bots. They do rocketry. So much going on over at the fort with Starbase and Doc and your crew. Of course, they've got one up in Great Falls.
We're going to try to get a Billings. Obviously, it depends upon funding. So we'll see. Hopefully, we have a Billings Starbase in the future.
All right. And we'll have Doc back in the springtime as we talk about how things are continuing to go and all the great summer camps because you're year-round. This is a 24/7 endeavor. It's not just during the school year.
You bet. Summer camps. June is pretty much our summer camp month. We're booked in June and we kind of breathe a little bit in July and August.
Pleasure to talk with you, Doc. Thanks for coming in, having a cup of Joe.
Thank you.